Today's scripture is from the book of Matthew, chapter 13, verses 1 through 9, and then 18 through 23. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the lake. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat in it. While all the people stood on the shore. Then he told them many things in parables, saying, A father went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on the rocky places, where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly, but because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they were withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among the thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still, other seed fell on good soil, where it produced a crop 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. Whoever has ears, let them hear. Listen then to what the parable of the sower means. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom of God and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what he has sown in their heart. This is a seed sown along the path. The seed falling on rocky ground refers to someone who hears the word and at once receives it with joy. But since they have no root, they only last a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. The seed falling among the thorns refers to someone who hears the word, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the word, making it unfruitful. But the seed falling on the good soil refers to someone who hears the word and understands it. This one is the one who produces a crop, yielding 100, 60, or 30 times what was sold. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Interesting. I've been watching and listening to a lot of secular people talk about how archaic and unrelatable the Bible is. And, you know, it's pretty clear as you listen to this today is the seed falling on the rocky ground refers to someone who hears the word and receives it with joy but has no root and it only lasts a short time. When trouble and persecution come, they fall away. The seed falling among the thorns refers to someone who hears the word, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the word, making it unfruitful. Sure, I'm glad nothing like that happens today. There's nothing, you know, to discourage us. There's no lure of wealth corrupting us. There's no trouble or persecution. Pretty simplistic, archaic stuff, isn't it? But I think what makes the Bible so amazing is not only the timelessness that I think people miss, but how multi-layered it is. Because as you look back into the scripture, it says the disciples, the part that we skipped, we ended in verse 9, verse 10, the disciples say, why do you speak to the people in parables? Because the knowledge of the secrets of heaven has been given to you, but not to all of them. See, Jesus is actually preaching in an area and a time when he is being challenged and persecuted. And he can't speak openly and boldly about the powers that be, because the powers that be would not only come after him, but come after those who follow him. So he has to speak in parables, but what he's trying to do is he's trying to give them hope. He's trying to give them hope at a time when it seems like the world around them is stronger than the kingdom of God that is among them. I think it is a very interesting passage in so many ways, and I'm going to try to unpack it for you, but I want it to stick with you in that it is a parable of hope. It's a parable of hope at a time when they don't think there is much hope. And Jesus is saying, but when the Spirit takes root and it produces 30 times, 60 times, 100 times, it becomes more than worth it. Because the power of the Holy Spirit, the power of God, the Spirit of God, so much more powerful than anything that can come against it, that even just the seeds that take root are enough. I don't know if you've had the opportunity to watch the news recently, but one of the things that I find fascinating is they all claim to be independent journalists, which is interesting, because what you can do over a course of time, over a 24, 48-hour period, is listen, and everybody will be talking about the same catchphrase. And they will say it in the morning news, they'll see it in the evening news, they'll say it on TV, they'll say it on the radio, they'll print it in the paper, they'll put it on the internet, and the same phrase will go over and over and over and over and over and over again. And we're supposed to believe that each of these independent journalists came to the same words in the same way all by themselves. I don't think that's quite true. I think that there is a mantra. And what happens is, if something strikes a nerve, if something makes you nervous, if something makes you anxious, it gets legs of its own and it begins to spread. And what Jesus is trying to do is, Jesus is trying to stand in the face of that and say, no, you don't understand. You don't. As powerful as fear is, the love of God is even more important, even more powerful, even more timeless. When you look at the scripture of Matthew 13, one of the things that I'd like to point out is, Jesus usually sets up a moral or an ethic, and he'll usually repeat it two or three or four different ways to make sure that everybody gets on board. It's almost like he thinks we're a little bit slow and we need to have it hammered home. Maybe it's just me. All right. So in Matthew 12, he's talking about his brothers and his mothers, and he says, no, who is my mother and who are my brothers but those who do the will of my Father in heaven? Those are my brothers and sisters. Then he goes into the parable of the sower. After the parable of the sower, do you know what he goes into the next time? What the next parable is? It's the wheat and the tares. And someone has sown weeds in the wheat. And they say, should we rip out the weeds? He says, no, let them go together. And we'll harvest them when it's time to harvest them, because you don't want to harm any of the weeds trying to get the weeds out. So many people preach this sermon and they look at this and they say, what kind of soil are you? Are you on the path? Are you in the thorns? What kind of soil are you? That doesn't seem to be actually what Jesus is talking about. Jesus is talking about hope. Jesus is talking about, yeah, someone's going to fall in the thorns. Yeah, someone's going to fall in the path. But some is going to sprout 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. have hope. He is speaking in a community where there is nothing that an opposing force likes better than everything to be fractionated. They like the fact that these people are putting up Asherah poles, and these people are supporting Baal, and these people are saying that Christianity and Judaism are two different things, and we're going to follow Yahweh, and we're going to follow Jesus. See, they want all this division because it makes it much easier to hold people down. Glance at the paper. Take a look at what's happening in Hong Kong. They don't like united people. They love it. If everybody believes something different, that's great. So when Jesus tries to unite the people in the love of Jesus Christ, in the power of the Holy Spirit, in the love of God, the world he's speaking to doesn't want to hear it. And the persecution and the pressure to scatter is huge. You might say, Pastor Reed, I'm pretty sure that it's all about the soil because that's the way I've heard it written and the way I've heard it said, but I want you to take a close look. What does Jesus tell the disciples? Does Jesus tell the disciples, well, you know, if you plant seeds in the thorns, it's going to get choked off. You plant it on a path, it's going to die. So save your seed, be very careful. And only plant where you find good ground. Test the soil first. You read that, right? You mean it's not there? Huh. Jesus is saying this. Don't be discouraged. Sow that seed. Yeah, some of it's going to choke off. Some of it may not take root. But sow the seed. Believe. Be faithful. Scatter it out there. Let everybody have it. Scatter it everywhere you go. You never know when some of it might take root and give you 30-fold or 60-fold or 100-fold. We're not supposed to judge the soil. We're supposed to faithfully sow the seed. It's a labor of love. I don't know how many of you garden. I'm kind of a halfway gardener. I garden in pots and things like that because I'm too lazy to weed, to be honest. Well, every year I learn something else. This is my third try. I finally figured out how to grow sugar snap peas. And I've got a whole bush just full of them. And it's great. And I'm getting 6, 7, 8 cherry tomatoes a day now, and the production is starting to come. And all my squashes are blossoming, and I've got all sorts of flowers, and there's a good progress there. And some kind of little bug came and ate the leaves of my Brussels sprout, but I'm somewhat hopeful because I'm told that the Brussels sprouts don't grow on the leaves. They grow on the stem. So maybe I'll figure out something new there. And I've also figured out that I can't grow lettuce or spinach. I don't know if I water it too much. I don't know if I water it not enough, but I know it's all dead. But what I've determined is I just like to grow stuff. It's a labor of love. I enjoy planting things. The fact that it all doesn't blossom, that it all doesn't grow, doesn't discourage me. I'm going to do more research, and I'm going to try to figure out how to do better next time. Because it took me 3 tries to figure out how to grow the snap peas. Found out they have to grow up. Found out they need twice as much water as any other plant I got. Found out that they need a big tray to save more water. But I learned. The thing about a labor of love is that you don't get discouraged just because you don't have success the first time. And I think that is the lesson that Jesus is trying to teach. Yes, some will fall on the path and not take root. Some will fall in the thorns and get choked off. but some of it will take root and will grow 30, 60, 100 fold. The labor of love will be rewarded. The labor of love is worth it. The parable of the sower. Sow those seeds. It's the labor of love. Let us pray. Almighty God, as we come before you today, we look at your scripture and we say, persecution, name calling, temptation. Sounds like you're speaking to us right now. Discouragement? Sure seems to be plenty of that. Help us to look to your parable, to look to your word and see what it is that you are saying. Have hope. Labor well. Give your gifts out of love. Almighty God, when we get discouraged, when we get persecuted, when things began to lead us astray, bring us back to your scripture. Bring us back to your hope. Bring us back to the love of your Son, Jesus Christ, that we might keep moving forward, sowing those seeds. Amen.